If the problem can be solved, why worry? If the problem cannot be solved, worrying will do you no good. Shantideva. Welcome to this special episode of the Dadwell Podcast. I wanted to make something that might be helpful to parents who are feeling particularly desperate right now. COVID-19 is sparking our two greatest human fears, the fear of being alone and the fear of death. And as parents, there's a third fear as we contemplate our children's future and what we're leaving behind for them. This reminds me of when Javier was born. I was a complete and total mess. I was upside down with emotions, fear and panic and joy. My heart was exploding and my head was spinning and I was totally worthless. Javier spent a little bit of time in the NICU right after he was born, and I didn't know what to do with myself, and I just couldn't stop crying, and Maris sent me out. She told me to go for a run because she knew that would be the only thing that could snap me out of it. And so I laced up in the middle of the night, and I left the hospital, and I went for a 6-mile run in 34-degree snowfall. And I couldn't tell the difference between my tears and the snow hitting my face and the sweat dripping down. And I came back, soaked through, and focused, prepared, ready to be a dad, because I changed my state. It's funny to compare the birth of my son to a pandemic, but the intensity of emotion and not knowing what would happen next feels the same. I felt ill-equipped, but it was because I changed my state that I got a hold of my emotions, and I was able to step up and do what I needed to do. I'm the worst catastrophizer. I play everything out to the ugliest, darkest end. But we must make a distinction between worst-case scenarios and manageable ones. We have to stop catastrophizing. We have to stop living in speculation and fear-mongering and the media, because it serves no one, especially our families. We need to conserve all of our energy in a calm state so that we are ready for action when we need to take it. We need to follow the Stoics. We need to focus on what we're doing versus how we're feeling. Because when this is over, and that time will come, we want to know that we acted well. We cannot let fear and despair change our character and who we are as parents. Please reconceive your sense of how to give in these desperate times. Be generous, be kind, have an abundance mindset. I've run 10 marathons in 10 years, and I know what this feels like. This is a marathon. There's a slow build and it requires focus and dedication and determination. You are training for months, not weeks. You have to change how you drink, how you eat, how you sleep, and how you care for yourself. You have to commit to the finish line. We must commit to seeing the end of this. It is a compounding effort. It builds on itself. Whether you cross the finish line, whether you make it to the end, depends on how you train now. You have to take the long view. We are not talking about hours and days and weeks. We are talking about weeks and months and years. We are trying to find a new normal. We have to expect that our productivity is going to be 50% or less. Our ability to parent is going to be 75% or less. You are not going to win Parent of the Year anytime soon, and that's okay. Our work-life balance, or mush, as Creighton Berman calls it, has been totally upended. You will not establish a healthy rhythm for weeks, but you will eventually. Be forgiving of your teammates, your coworkers, your colleagues, and yourself. Your conference calls and your video chats will fail. Your kids and your pets will be heard in the background, or better yet, their heads will pop into the middle of your cameras. The veil of buttoned-up professionalism has been lifted and will likely never drape back down. Give your spouse, your wife, your partner a break. They are all you have now. Their idiosyncrasies, their habits, the things that got on your nerves will definitely get under your skin. But they are hurting, and they are stressed, and they are scared too. You are now in close quarters and surrounded by maniac children. You must tag team this. You must partner and coordinate and collaborate. You must sync each and every night. What worked today? What didn't? What are we going to pilot tomorrow? The situation remains fluid. Nothing is fixed. Nothing is permanent. If you're rigid and bracing against the fear and uncertainty, it will snap you like a twig. You must be like water. Water is strong, it wears down boulders over time, and it flows around obstacles. Find small ways to treat your spouse, your wife, your partner with kindness. Give them the benefit of the doubt rub their shoulders, refill their water, their coffee, fix them a drink, let them take an extra long shower, whatever they need. And you must take care of yourself. You have to change your state. If you're orderly and disciplined, let it ride. If you're laissez-faire, try some structure and order. Make sure you sweat. Get your heart rate up for 20, 30 minutes a day. Light a scented candle. Breathe deep. Get up early. Stay up late. Whatever you need to do to find the new rhythm. All the things we need are made in community with others. It's those interdependencies that will get us through this. Form a tight daily social web with 5 loved ones who you value and who value you. Start a well-being journal. Name the feelings you have, the drivers behind them. You will look back in generations, and your grandkids will read these passages to their fellow students during show and tell. Clean, organize, cook. Use your house as a tool. Treat yourself to a show, to a movie, to a video game, to a comic binge. Enjoy an indulgent treat, but don't stress eat. Stop reading the news and Twitter and get off Facebook for a second. Do one hard, uncomfortable thing a day. It could be as simple as taking an ice-cold shower. Voluntary hardship is a thing. Take stock of the little accomplishments and tasks each day. Tell your resilient friends and family that you find them so. Talk with a friend. Read your child a story. Take a walk. Write an essay. You can tell yourself, keep going. Or you can tell yourself, never quit. Dadwell is at the intersection of creativity and fatherhood and entrepreneurship, and so I know there are a lot of small business owners who are listening to this show. You will survive this. We were built for it. We see opportunity where other people see roadblocks. We take risks. We pivot. We combine ideas and connect dots in ways people cannot envision. We make things. We drag things into being where there is nothing. We manifest concepts and ideas in beautiful and concrete ways. We make real thoughts and hopes and dreams and tangible expressions. We build the fucking future. We thrive in uncertainty. We see things others cannot. We are the visionaries. We make moves. We survive. If you're looking for more community and connection in this time of social distancing, please join the Dadwell Slack. Send me an email, antonio@dadwell.co. Gladly send you an invitation. There's a growing community there of people sharing ideas for being quarantined with kids, keeping each other motivated and positive, and I'd love to see you there. And if any of this was helpful or meaningful to you, please share it or shoot me a note. I want you to know that you are not alone. We have each other. Be well, stay the fuck home, and wash your hands. I'm Antonio Garcia, and we'll talk again soon.